best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. I actually work in real estate, so I have a pretty flexible schedule.
Awesome. Okay. So tell me, how did the date go with Rebecca?
It went really good.
Awesome.
That's why I think I'm so surprised that I haven't heard from her, because I've been doing kind of an online dating nightmare for a while. And it's just like all the dates sound or feel the same, and it's just going nowhere. But this one felt really good. We had a lot more in common than I thought we would just from her OkCupid profile.
Very cool. Well, where did you guys go on a date?
We actually went to the movie It.
Oh, no, you didn't. I actually
I'm a big scary movie guy.
Oh, you're a big... I hate scary movies. So did she like it?
She did. She seemed into it. I asked before we went if she liked scary movies, and she said yes.
I don't know.
Like a clown phobia or something.
That's me. I have a huge clown phobia. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm actually playing the It theme song.
I love all that scary music.
Ah, it's so creepy. Well, I guess she seems like everything was cool, so let's find out if she'll actually go on a date with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Who is this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. I was actually calling about your date with Eric.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, the radio, you're calling to see how my date went?
Yep, it's actually a thing that we do. We call it Second Date Update.
We were
just wondering how you think the date went.
It went well. I thought he was a nice guy.
If you had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I guess an 8.
Wow, that's a solid score. Yeah. So, answer me this.
Yeah.
How come you didn't answer his text or call him back?
I was afraid you were going to ask that.
Well, what's the reason?
Well, I was super excited to see. He took me to see It, you know, the movie It.
Oh, your bristle.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I wasn't expecting his apartment.
Okay, so what was wrong with his apartment?
Well, it's literally a haunted house. And I'm all into Halloween. He goes a little overboard, and it was really weird. He had life-size, like, witches
and
killer clowns. Like, and not killer clowns, like, killer awesome clowns. Like, no, killer clowns, vampires. He had everything. It was really extraordinary.
Not going to lie, that is slightly creepy. I would definitely be freaked out. So were you freaked out by the decorations or just freaked out by the fact that he actually had them?
I was freaked out that he had them. It was weird. It made me really think that something was wrong with him. And honestly, the last thing a woman wants to see when she goes back to a guy's apartment is something that's filled with, like, zombies and cobwebs.
I am totally on the same board with you on this one. Actually, we have Eric on the line with us. Eric?
Oh, God.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I thought that you liked the decorations. You seemed into the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I like scary movies, just not scary apartments, especially on the first date.
True.
I don't know. It's kind of fun, though. It's, like, festive, and it's October, and I don't know. I don't know why you would ghost me just for that.
Oh, are you trying to be funny there? Okay. Yeah, I like you. Maybe you shouldn't just ask somebody back to your place if it will give them a bad impression. That's all I'm saying.
Or at least give them a warning that you have all those decorations.
Yeah, I collect horror kind of decorations, and they're everywhere. And I don't know, I guess I'll have to find a woman that's into that.
You live by yourself, and it's an apartment filled with animatronic dolls.
You've got animatronic dolls. Eric, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of them are motion sensors.
Oh.
So if you walk by, they'll pop out, like their eyes will open or something. It's pretty cool.
That's really creepy. I'm not gonna lie. I would be officially creeped out by that. I mean, it's cool that you have the decorations and all, but I'm seriously, you should give, like, a warning before you bring somebody back to your place. I'm just throwing that out there. With that being said, Rebecca, would you be interested in going on another date? Can you look past, like, all his decorations? I mean, he seems really passionate about it.
Yeah, I'm okay not to, but thank you so much anyway.
You said that so pleasant. Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're I don't know to say you're welcome or not. Eric, I am so sorry.
It's okay. Thanks a lot for trying to help me.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. You'll find somebody, though, that loves those decorations.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.